That was the Valse Triste by Finnish composer Jean Sibelius, and even though there's a sadness in the title, the piece has brought joy to music lovers since it was first introduced. It was played there by the South Carolina Philharmonic, with Morihiko Nakahara conducting. We're listening to a January 2012 concert held in Columbia's Coger Center for the Arts, and the second part of that night's program was focused on Jean Sibelius. In addition to his wonderful shorter pieces for orchestra, Sibelius proved to be a master of the longer symphonic form, and we have proof of that now. His Symphony No. 3 in C, composed in 1907. Coming between the romantic intensity of his first two symphonies and the more austere complexity of his later symphonies, it's a good-natured, triumphal, and deceptively simple-sounding piece. The symphony's first performance was given by the Helsinki Philharmonic Society, conducted by the composer, in September 1907. The Third Symphony represents a turning point in Sibelius's symphonic output. His first and second symphonies are grandiose, romantic, and patriotic works. The third, however, shows a distinct, almost classical desire to contain the largest amount of musical material in the fewest possible melodic figures. Here again, the South Carolina Philharmonic and Morihiko Nakahara conducting on Carolina Live.